We've covered the debate about protecting workers who are exposed to extreme heat a few times on this show. California was on the cusp of finalizing rules this month to protect people who work indoors in places that get really hot, like warehouses and refineries. But as NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports, a last-minute political shakeup leaves workers wondering if they'll be safe come summer.
Victor Ramirez has worked in Southern California warehouses for 20 years. Inside them during the summer, it feels like you're inside an oven, he says. Once he fainted on the job because it was so hot. Now, Ramirez gets worried every time summer comes around. Ramirez hoped things would be different this year. That's because California's Occupational Health and Safety Administration was finally set to vote on rules to protect people like him who work indoors. The rules would guarantee breaks, water, and cool-down areas when workplaces get hotter than 82 degrees. They'd have to be cooled when it's hotter than 87. Alice Berliner directs the Worker Health and Safety Program at the University of California, Merced.
It is a long time in the making.
7 years, to be exact. Indoor workers hoped the rules would be in place by the summer, because in that time, heat has only gotten more dangerous.
Last summer, we saw days that were 115, 116 degrees.
But a last-minute twist has left California's rules in limbo. The night before the vote last week, Dave Thomas got a call from the state's Department of Finance. Thomas chairs CalOSHA's standards board. He was told the vote was off because of cost concerns. Thomas was incensed. The cost had already been assessed, he said at the board meeting the next day. He says he didn't understand what changed.
I don't understand why we weren't more informed. They hung our ass out to dry.
Indoor workers were so angry, they took over the meeting.
What do we want? Heat protection!
We want it now!
Officially, the rules were off the agenda, but Thomas called for a symbolic vote anyway. Indoor workers, he said, need protections now.
I truly believe that there's no reason this shouldn't be passed, in my mind, because, I mean, they are right that their lives are the ones that are on the line.
The vote passed unanimously, but the rules are in limbo because of the interagency confusion. There are no national rules protecting any workers from extreme heat. Federal OSHA started making standards in 2021, but they're years away from being finished. Only 5 states, including Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota, have any heat protections at all.
That means workers in 45 states across this country have no legal rights to protections from heat exposure from their employers.
That's Kevin Riley, director of the Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program at UCLA.
It's really troubling that not only do we not have protections for most workers in this country, but also that there are certain states that are actively moving to prevent those protections from being introduced.
A few cities in Texas tried to give construction workers guaranteed water breaks when it got really hot. Last year, the state passed a law blocking them from doing so. Florida is in the process of making a similar law. Ramirez says it's embarrassing that the U.S. doesn't have worker protections from heat.
Entonces, uno como californiano aquí debería de dar la muestra al resto del país para demostrarles que aquí se respetan las vidas humanas.
Ramirez says the state should make the rules and serve as an example for the rest of the country to show that California values human life. The state does have a heat rule for outdoor workers. But as things stand, Ramirez and more than 1 million other workers will probably still be at risk this summer. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
Let's talk now about psychology and decisions. Do you haggle for a new car with the starting price in mind? Do you judge a vacation by how it ended? Do you grab that box of cereal because it's familiar? Whether you know it or not, you're channeling your inner Daniel Kahneman. He is the godfather of what's called behavioral economics and a Nobel Prize winner, and Kahneman died this week at the age of 90. Let's talk now about his life and his work with behavioral scientist Katie Milkman from the Wharton School of Business at Penn. Her podcast is Choiceology. Katie, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.